Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 1, Post Listening. Title, He was the third president of Indonesia.
Sahabat cerdas, dari monolog tadi kita bisa menemukan beberapa contoh kalimat untuk menceritakan perjalanan hidup seseorang dalam sebuah teks biografi. Kalimat-kalimat tadi menggunakan simple past tense karena menceritakan sebuah kejadian di masa lampau yang terjadi pada waktu tertentu. Mari kita dengar lagi kalimat-kalimat tersebut.
Habibie was born on the 25th of June 1936 in Parepare, South Sulawesi.
Habibie lahir pada tanggal 25 Juni 1936 di Parepare, Sulawesi Selatan.
He was the third president of Indonesia.
Dia adalah presiden ketiga Indonesia.
Habibie received a scholarship to study in Germany.
Habibie menerima beasiswa untuk melanjutkan studinya di Jerman.
Habibie remained in Germany to work at various companies.
Habibie tetap tinggal di Jerman untuk bekerja di berbagai perusahaan di Jerman.
In 1974, President Suharto asked Habibie to return to Indonesia.
Pada tahun 1974, Presiden Suharto meminta Habibie untuk kembali ke Indonesia.
In March 1998, Habibie was appointed as the Vice President of Indonesia.
Pada bulan Maret 1998, Habibie terpilih sebagai Wakil Presiden Indonesia.
Habibie decided to leave politics and he returned to Germany.
Habibie memutuskan untuk keluar dari dunia politik dan kembali ke Jerman. Sahabat cerdas, sekarang tirukan ungkapan-ungkapan yang telah kita pelajari tadi.
Are you ready? Listen and repeat after me.
Ayo, kita mulai.
Habibie was born on 25th of June 1936 in Parepare, South Sulawesi. He was the third president of Indonesia. Habibie received a scholarship to study in Germany. Habibie remained in Germany to work at various companies. In 1974, President Suharto asked Habibie to return to Indonesia. In March 1998, Habibie was appointed as the Vice President of Indonesia. Habibie decided to leave politics and return to Germany.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang kamu akan mengerjakan dua soal untuk mengecek pemahamanmu tentang kalimat-kalimat yang digunakan untuk menceritakan perjalanan hidup dan pencapaian seseorang dalam teks lisan berbentuk biografi.
In this activity, you will hear some incomplete monologues. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best answer to each question. Question number one.
Sukarno The first president of Indonesia was born on the 6th of June 1901 in Surabaya.
How is the speaker likely to continue the talk? A. Sukarno goes to a local elementary school until 1912. B. Sukarno went to a local elementary school until 1912. C. Sukarno has gone to a local elementary school until 1912. D. Sukarno is going to a local elementary school until 1912.
Sekarang jawablah. Apa jawabanmu? Ya, kalimat yang tepat untuk melengkapi monolog tadi adalah
B. Sukarno went to a local elementary school until 1912.
Mengapa demikian? Monolog tadi menceritakan tentang perjalanan hidup Presiden pertama Indonesia, Sukarno.
Sukarno, the first president of Indonesia, was born on the 6th of June 1901 in Surabaya.
Sukarno, Presiden pertama Indonesia, lahir pada tanggal 6 Juni 1901. Pada kalimat berikutnya, pembicara menceritakan tentang riwayat pendidikan Sukarno. Bersekolah dalam bahasa Inggris bisa memakai kata go atau attend. Pilihan jawaban tadi memakai kata go karena tenses yang digunakan untuk kejadian yang terjadi di masa lampau pada teks biografi menggunakan simple past tense. Maka kita harus memilih bentuk kata kerja kedua dari go, yakni went. Oleh karena itu, jawaban yang benar adalah
B. Sukarno went to a local elementary school until 1912. Question number 2.
Sukarno continued his studies at the Bandung Institute of Technology. While at university, he established the Algmini Study Club, which then reorganized to become the Partai Nasional Indonesia in 1927.
How is the speaker likely to continue the talk? A. In 1929, the Dutch arrests him and other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia. B. In 1929, the Dutch will arrest him and the other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia. C. In 1929, the Dutch arrested him and the other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia. D. In 1929, the Dutch has arrested him and the other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia.
Sekarang, jawablah. Apa jawabanmu? Ya, respon yang tepat untuk melengkapi monolog tadi adalah
C. In 1929, the Dutch arrested him and the other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia.
Sahabat cerdas, kalimat yang diucapkan oleh pembicara tadi adalah
Sukarno continued his studies at the Bandung Institute of Technology. While at university, he established the Algmini Study Club, which then reorganized to become the Partai Nasional Indonesia in 1927.
Sahabat cerdas, untuk menceritakan kejadian yang terjadi pada waktu tertentu di masa lampau, teks biografi menggunakan simple past tense. Oleh karena itu, lanjutan cerita selanjutnya pun menggunakan simple past tense. Kata kerja kedua dari arrest adalah arrested. Jadi jawaban yang benar adalah
C. In 1929, the Dutch arrested him and the other members of the party for wanting to overthrow the Dutch colony in Indonesia.
Sahabat cerdas, sampai di sini perjumpaan kita dalam media audio.
Smart English Today. S-E-T.
Jangan lupa terus berlatih dan belajar.
Don't forget, practice makes perfect.
Terima kasih, kamu sudah menyimak
Smart English Today, S-E-T.
Sampai jumpa pada media audio berikutnya.
Be happy and enjoy the fun. Let's practice and learn. Be a smart English learner with S-E-T. Smart English Today.
Smart English Today, S-E-T. See.